Good morning. Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Zachary United Methodist Church as we continue to worship online together. This morning we're going to be continuing in a series of sermons that we began a couple of weeks ago, dealing with hanging tough in tough times. And today we're going to be focusing on the topic of when you've got problems that you can't solve. As I got to thinking about this topic, I was reminded of the fact that many of you know I love to go fishing. And while fishing, I have had many great adventures and some wonderful experiences that I hope to remember forever, while there have been other experiences that I would just soon forget about. Like the time that I went fishing with some of my buddies down into the marshes of South Louisiana. We had gone trout fishing. And we were having a beautiful day. It was a wonderful day. We were catching lots of fish. And all of a sudden, the wind blew up. And we noticed that there was a dark cloud of a storm approaching us. And normally, when you're out in the Gulf, you just kind of dodge the storms by motoring around them and that kind of stuff. But this storm kind of snuck up on us, and it was getting close, and it was between us and the shore. So we really couldn't get back to the shore. And we got to looking at it and said, no, I think we'll just wait it out. I mean, hopefully it'll go around us, or we can go around it. Besides, we're catching fish, and we sure didn't want to mess that up. But luck and fortune were not ours that day, because the storm began to come straight toward us. And as I said, it was between us and the shore. And as much as we tried to go around it, to get away from it, we finally exhausted all of our attempts. And we realized we're just going to have to wait this one out. And so we secured the boat as best we could. And we held on as best we could. You know, lightning and thunder on the water is much louder and much more frightening than it is on the shore. It was a miserable, frightening, terrible experience that I hope to never go through again. But thank goodness, like most storms, it finally blew over and we lived to fish another day. At different times in your life, you will find yourself in a similar situation. Times when you're caught up in a storm that you didn't cause and that you have no control over. And you'll find yourself with having no choice except just to wait it out. In fact, we're all experiencing that kind of storm right now with this pandemic that's going on. And I think these kinds of storms, these kinds of problems are the most difficult to deal with because they leave you feeling utterly hopeless. The letter of 1 Peter that we have before us today was written to people who were in that same kind of predicament. In verse 6 of our text, we hear how Peter says, "You have had to suffer various trials." The word there, trials, is literally translated as adversities or problems. So Peter is saying, I recognize that you're going through many adversities and problems in your life. And he's not just talking about the trials of persecution or being put to death for your faith. He's talking about things that we go through as well, like health issues or family problems or money problems or work problems or any other kind of difficulty that we may face in life. The one thing that Scripture does not gloss over is the fact that we are all going to face problems in life. when Jesus told that story about the wise man and the foolish man and how they built their houses, one on sand and one on the rock, what was the common experience that they shared? It was that they both experienced storms that challenged the foundations of their lives. And many of us have been there as well. So today, we're going to look at this passage that we find from the first chapter of 1 Peter as a way of learning how we might can deal with these storms and these problems that we encounter, which we just can't solve on our own. And in this passage, I think Peter gives us three insightful principles that really can help us, especially as we face this current, uncontrollable problem that we're dealing with now. And first of all, we need to remember that the problem is only temporary. Notice that when Peter makes this reference in this passage that they're going through all kind of various trials in verse 6, he also includes this qualifying phrase, for a little while. Even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials. When we face problems that are beyond our ability to control them or to fix them, then we need to remember that as bad as those problems may be, they won't last forever. For by their very nature, they are temporary. And that really needs to be our attitude toward all of life. Because as Christians, we should remember that we are not to become too attached to the problems or the pleasures of this world. Because as Peter reminds us in verse 1, we are only strangers or sojourners here on this earth. By His great mercy, Peter says, God has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. The old hymn says, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. Those words reflect an attitude that we should have toward all of life, and especially toward our problems. For most of them, they're only temporary. I'm sure you've heard this two-step formula when it comes to facing the problems of life. And that is, don't sweat the small stuff. And remember, it's all small stuff. The problem with that cliche is that it doesn't seem to adequately fit most of our problems that we face in life, does it? Because most of the problems we face in life don't seem small. I mean, look at the problem we're facing right now. I mean, they seem huge. They seem huge with a capital H. They seem like a Goliath on the battlefield. And our problems don't seem to be temporary either. In fact, most of them seem to be permanent. I mean, it seems like they're never going to go away. But the truth is, that's only a matter of perspective. When you compare the size of a quarter to the size of the sun, the difference in diameter is less than an inch, and millions of miles. Yet, you can place that tiny quarter so close to your eye that you can't see the sun at all. And the same is true when it comes to our problems in life. When we focus too closely on our problems, we lose perspective. The problem begins to seem bigger than it really is. And when that happens, we can end up making decisions that are desperate and foolish, or both. Like the man who caught a cold. And so he goes to the doctor to be healed of his cold. The doctor tells him, well, there's really not much we can do for a common cold. I mean, so all the best I can do for you is just to tell you to take some aspirin, drink plenty of fluids, get plenty of rest, and rest at home, wait it out. You'll be feeling better in a couple of days. Well, that's not what the man wanted to hear. I mean, he wanted to be cured immediately. But he had no choice, and so he goes back to his house. He woke up the next day, and he still didn't feel any better. In fact, he felt worse. So he goes into the kitchen where his wife is. He's still barefoot in his pajamas. And he says to her, I can't stand this any longer. I'm going to go take a walk outside, a long walk. And she says, you're crazy. It's freezing outside. It's sleeting outside. You'll catch pneumonia if you go outside. He said, exactly. And they can treat pneumonia. I'll be well in no time. Well, don't be like that guy. Remember that most of our problems that we face in life are temporary. They're just bumps in the road of life. And remember that most of them are not going to last forever. And we know we can endure anything if we know that it doesn't last forever, right? This is the first thing I think Peter tries to point out to us in this passage. We're going through problems that you can't solve in life. Remember that most of them are only temporary. Secondly, he reminds us that our problems don't have to make us miserable. Have you ever noticed that when you're focused on dealing with a problem that you can't seem to solve, that you turn into a miserable person to be around? My family has pointed this out to me on several occasions. And of course, we're seeing a lot of negative and miserable people right now on social media, on the news media, and everywhere else as we deal with this pandemic. But in verse 6, Peter says, "In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials." Here Peter is reminding those that he's writing this letter to of all the things that God has given them and blessed them, all the good things that God does for us. And in verses 3 and 5, he actually lists them out. He talks about how we have received God's mercy, how we have been given new birth and new life, how we can live this life with a sense of hope and optimism, how we need not be afraid of death because Jesus conquered death, how we have eternal inheritance that can never be destroyed, and how we are protected by God's power until the end of time. If all these things are true, then we don't need to allow a few temporary problems to rob us of our joy in life. Because we know that the things that really matter in life, the most important things, can never be taken away from us. Like God's mercy and God's grace and God's love and eternal life and God's power. As Paul says in Romans 8, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us." During World War II, Dr. Viktor Frankl was captured by the Nazis for being a Jew, and his wife and his children and his parents were all killed in the Holocaust. And at one point, the prison guards were removing his wedding ring from his hand to take the gold for themselves. At that moment, Frankl writes that he said to himself, "You can take away my family. You can strip me of my clothes and my freedom. But there is one thing no person can ever take away from me: my freedom to choose how I will react to what happens to me." Sometimes you're going to face problems where you're not going to be able to do anything about them. You can't fix them, you can't solve them. But you don't have to let those problems make you a miserable person. As Abraham Lincoln once said, "A person is as happy as he makes up his mind to be." You see, we have the power to choose how we're going to respond to our trials and tribulations and our problems in life. Peter reminds us that even though we suffer these various trials in life, that we have many reasons to still rejoice. Because of God's goodness, because of God's promises. And if we'll focus on those things instead of our problems all the time, we'll find that no problem we face ever will have the power to rob us of our joy in life. Lastly, Peter encourages us to remember that pain precedes growth. Now, this is a principle in Scripture that we have tried most of our life to resist and to avoid. But there's just no sidestepping it. There's no way to avoid this. You cannot have growth without a certain amount of pain. And like you, I wish that this was not true. I wish that it was the other way around. I wish that, you know, pleasure produced growth in our lives. But seldom does it. Weightlifters have a slogan: "No pain, no gain." And that slogan is not just a catchy phrase. I think it's also very scriptural. Because there is no gain without the pain of discipline, perseverance, and self-denial. But just like every workout that makes an athlete stronger, we realize that every trial, every temptation, every problem that we endure ends up making us stronger too. In verse 7, Peter says that when we face these various trials, the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. His words remind me of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8, where he says, "We boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Both Peter and Paul experienced the truth of this principle. The pain that they experienced in their life made them stronger and more resolved to persevere in the pain that they were dealing with, but it also had a way of drawing them closer to Jesus. And I think that's one of the blessings that we experience when we encounter problems that we can't solve on our own. They have a way of drawing us closer to Jesus if we will live by faith and put our trust in Him. Tragically, though, I think the opposite is often the case. When people encounter problems they can't solve or control in some way, they often end up blaming God or getting angry at God. But the truth is, God is never the cause of your crisis. Rather, God is always there to offer His presence and His strength to help you to overcome and to endure and to grow from that experience you're facing. And we know that God is able to bring beauty out of ashes. He's able to bring life out of what seems to be dead. He's able to bring hope out of despair. I mean, that's what the message of the cross is all about, isn't it? How God was able to take the worst that evil had to offer, and He was able to redeem that and bring something good out of that. And that's still the hope that we hang on to when we face problems that we can't solve. It's a hope based on God's love for us and God's power to overcome anything that we may face on this earth. As Peter would say in chapter 2, "He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed." So when we face the various problems that we can't solve in our lives, we need to remember and to claim the promises that God gives us in Scripture. How He says in Nehemiah, "Our God turned the curse into a blessing." How it says in Deuteronomy, "The Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loved you." And that promise we have in Romans, "We know that all things work together for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose." Many of you are facing storms and difficult times in your life right now, and it seems as if they're just too strong for you to be able to manage them on your own. Whether or not you cause the storms, that's irrelevant. What is relevant is how you react and deal with those storms. Remember that because you are a child of God, the storm that you're going through right now is nothing more than a rain delay. And, you know, God has promised that you're going to be able to overcome those storms and those problems eventually. And with God's help, He can help you to grow from those experiences, and He can help redeem those and turn them into something good if you will allow Him to do so and trust Him. The truth is, we all experience problems in our life that we can't seem to solve on our own, this pandemic being one of them. But we need to remember that most of the problems we face in life are only temporary. And whatever you're facing in life, it doesn't have to turn you into a miserable person, because we have a hope to hang on to. And if we will stay focused on that hope and the goodness of God in our life and all the good things He's blessing us with, we'll discover that no problem we face will ever have the power to steal our joy. And so, let us use these difficult times that we're facing right now as a way to put our trust into Jesus more and a way to draw closer to Jesus.